So what places on campus will the tour stop at?
Well, it winds all the way through to campus. So it starts at the PSU at our bear statue, and we'll go down along Wells and learn about the old hag that haunts Wells and sometimes causes sleep paralysis, among other things, and go along the back side, come around Sisliff, cut through the quad. There's several ghosts along that line. The Landers mom that maybe people may know about from the Landers Theater will be there, and we have a security guard that pops in once in a while to tell us some of their stories. And we'll go on down towards the fountain. So we're going to cut across by the stadium all the way down to the fountain, then cut back up through Freddie, and then work our way back to the PSU. So we say the best for last. Freddie's the most haunted building on campus, as most people know. And there are several other legends associated back with the swimming pool that used to be there, and some of the other things that people may know about, but they don't know all the stories.
Give me an example of one of the stories that's told.
Well, one of the best known stories is the Fountain Ghost, which was a young girl. She was studying late in the library. This was back before the library was open 24 hours in final exam week. So it was just late. It was about 2 a.m. They would do special hours. And she was down in the stacks. There weren't too many people as diligent as she was. And she noticed that there was this boy out of the corner of her eyes that was kind of interested, maybe too interested because she didn't know who he was. But she kept working, and he went away, and then he came back. And she noticed he just was a little strange. So she packed up, as you might, and went walking off and left to go home. And as she was leaving, she saw him come around the corner. She assumed it was him, but she noticed that there was kind of a squeaking sound. There were wet tennis shoes and wet jeans she could see out of her eyes now, and that was just too weird. So she hurried up and went out, got out the front doors, and evidently he followed her, because as she was passing the fountain, he grabbed her and pushed her in and held her under. And she, just before she passed out, the last thing she remembered was our bell tower striking midnight. And that was all she remembered, and she couldn't even remember his face. But she tells us her story much better than I do.
So there will be people along the way actually telling their stories.
Absolutely. So there's a tour leader who fills in all kinds of stories along the way, but you actually meet ghosts, actors who are portraying the ghosts from campus along the way as well, and hear the story from their very own lips.
Are these just stories that have been passed down through the generations?
Definitely passed down through generations of students. Some of them are much more recent than others. I know there's even one that's told about Wells with the old hag that comes from a past student of mine who was an exchange student from our Chinese campus and had the experience of sleep paralysis and had no definition for it whatsoever, and was really glad to hear that there were, you know, explanations here.
And then people will get a little bit of history of the university. What kinds of things will they learn?
So just little bits, like when they built, I'll give away all the secrets. When they built Bear Park South, I won't give them all away. When they built Bear Park South, they've actually found some Civil War cannonballs. And so those have been, you know, preserved, but that's part of our local history. The bricks that are along the new pathway, well, new to those of us who have been here for a while, between the library going towards Wells, came from older streets in the city.
So what is the cost? And I understand tickets can be bought ahead of time or reserved ahead of time.
Yes, tickets are $4 per individual. There's special price if you have a group of three, so $10 for a group of three, which is nice. And they can be reserved ahead of time by either emailing myself or the Folklore Club email, which is just folkloreclub@missouristate.edu. And you bring your reservation, which is emailed to you, to the tour, and that means you're free to pay and nobody can take your spot.
All right. Does it fill up pretty quickly?
It does. We've had really great success the last couple of years. Last year, it was family weekend, and we were sold out before we even started. So reservations were really important. It's not quite as active because we're moving into homecoming weekend, but I would make a reservation if I could.
Okay, so do it quickly. What are the proceeds used for?
The proceeds back up the Folklore Club's activities, which ideally are two trips. So there's one in the spring and one in the fall. In the spring, they pick a local area of Missouri that they'd like to go to and learn more folklore about, and they actually get hands-on trips and information that way. In the fall, they like to go to the Missouri Folklore Society Conference. We had a great experience with that just a couple years ago, where they were actually able to sleep in one of the historic buildings on the Daniel Boone Homestead just outside of St. Louis. Cool. And meet many, many people who are participating in folklore from across about a 5 or 6 state area. It's not just Missouri.
So if somebody wants more information, where can they find it?
Feel free to email or call the Folklore Club or myself. My number here on campus is area code 417-836-5180. And my email is rgholson, G-H-O-L-S-O-N, @missouristate.edu. And of course, the club is folklore club @missouristate.edu.